Barbara van Rijsewijk is standing by, who is the founder of or co-founder of Cape Town Rocks. Welcome to the show. It must be great to hear that kind of feedback, Barbara. Thanks so much for joining us.
It is. It's actually lovely to hear that. Thank you.
What is the inspiration for Cape Town Rocks, which is now apparently turning into an addiction, probably the healthiest we can think of in the country?
Yes, it is. It's quite addictive and it's quite meditative as well. So it is, it's a healthy addiction. Except I think that the materials can be quite expensive if you just keep on buying paints and brushes, which is part of the addiction. It's just absolutely lovely.
So what was the inspiration?
Okay. So, the painting table thing has been going on about a year longer than, we started. So when my sister and I started it, it had already been going in New Zealand and in Ohio. There were existing groups. But what started was I had painted a whole lot of pebbles. I was in the middle of a 100-day challenge, and I chose pebbles to paint. And so I ended up with about, I was halfway through, so I had 50 pebbles, and I didn't know what to do with them. So we were trying to think of a kind of geocaching concept, and then we came across the what was happening in New Zealand. So we started the group.
And how did you get the word out, and what made you think not just to paint rocks, but actually to place them in certain places?
Okay, so the geocaching kind of concept that we were looking for was to, whatever artwork we did, put it out in the open for other people to find. But the just the random finding, that's unique to pebble painting and the kindness movement. So we don't give any geo-coordinates. We just say more or less where it is. And because it's really for kids to find as well, you know, they're not really well hidden. They're just out in the open, but in public spaces. They're not meant to be in private places unless you've got permission.
You mentioned that it can get quite costly. How costly is it to get a good rock together?
You can actually do it for just about nothing. But the thing is, it's just so lovely and so fun doing it that you want to get like extra brushes, and because it is, it's an expression of creativity. So it isn't actually expensive. I was just really joking.
Okay, fair enough. That's good to know. And somebody has said here through WhatsApp that I thought I was going crazy. This is why I've been seeing these painted rocks in the most random places. How far and why do you go, Barbara?
Broke up a little bit. I missed the last bit.
I was saying we got a WhatsApp of somebody saying that they felt like they were going crazy and now realize why they keep spotting rocks in random places. How far and wide does the rock placement go?
Okay. But usually people, this place in their immediate area, so it would be wherever they take walks on the mountain or parks in the area, or if one of your local restaurants is given permission, they would put there. But then if we go on holiday, we just take rocks, we also paint rocks and hide them. So really anywhere, they can go absolutely anywhere.
Well, so I suppose this is been,
sorry, some have been taken overseas. I've seen posts of mine in Greece and Ireland and New Zealand. They do get around.
Well, that's very exciting. And how much, I mean, where do you find the rocks?
So there are rock suppliers. We're not meant to take them off the beach and pick them up off the ground because that's part of our conservation. So you can buy bags of rocks at garden nurseries. That's probably the best place.
At where,
And they all have garden nurseries.
Okay, thank you. Garden nurseries, yes, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the idea is not to sort of steal from someone's garden.
That wouldn't be very nice, no. You can go and place a rock in someone's garden, but definitely don't take their rocks. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Barbara. It's a wonderful initiative. 15,000 members and hopefully many more after this. And hopefully a repetition of this across the country. Barbara van Rijsewijk is the co-founder of Cape Town Rocks Facebook page and obviously bringing much joy. He has a voice note on Cape Town Rocks.
My grandson absolutely loves finding those rocks. He gets so excited. It really just makes his day. So thank you for painting all the rocks. Very, very creative, and they're very beautiful. And just keep on the good work. Liz from Takai.
Thank you, Liz. else here saying, my three-year-old has a collection of Cape Town rocks. He will not pay it forward. That's fine, as long as he's paying forward peace to you, I suppose, if he's happy. Danae letting us know that there is a whole new market for smooth rocks. I paid 200 Rand for a bag the other day. And then someone else saying, painted pebbles have been going in Heralds Bay for more than a year already. Fun to find them and replace. Here's another voice note coming through about Cape Town rocks.
Hi, Rafiwe and Barbara. This is Anonymous. And the reason why is because I have to admit that my young daughter has the keenest eye for small details and has since she was a baby. We must have about 5 or 6 rocks, painted Cape Town rocks, in our apartment that she refuses to let us get rid of because she's so in love with them. So I feel like we're like hoarding or kidnapping and blocking the supply chain. So it's a shameful admission. Any advice would be welcomed. Otherwise, I might have to disappoint my child and make them disappear and rehide them. But thanks, it's a really cool initiative. She loves it and it lights up her day every time she finds one.
That is so very cool, Anonymous. Barbara's obviously off the line, but I would say maybe get into an exercise of her creating her own art that she gets to share with the world. So she gets to keep the ones that she finds and then doesn't have to give these back. These go so far and wide. Someone's saying, I saw one on the Abel Tasman track in New Zealand. Someone else saying, we've been finding and hiding rocks for around 2 years now, and we love it. And Lee in Woodstock letting us know that we found our first rock hidden in a park in Woodstock, and since then have been hooked. Looking for these rocks have taken us places we never knew about.